Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Mr. Bazzelli.
Hello.
Good to be here back in the Berg Vivant Library.
Yes.
The parlor. To talk about Inside Passage, yes?
Yes. Inside Passage by local author Gab Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by local director Sam Turek.
Very good.
This is a quantum show. This is the thing here.
Oh, the program.
The program. The thing. I don't know. I don't know words.
All right. So this, I've seen some of the promotions on this. This is about maybe like traveling in the Arctic or Alaska or
Alaska,
something.
Alaska, yes.
You know, I lived there for a year. Did you know this?
I did not.
I did.
And so did Gab Cody.
Really?
Probably not at the same year.
Oh, okay. I'll have to chat with her about
that. There was a little, as a little baby. Interesting thing. This show is like a documentary, but not. The best thing to describe it is 33 little pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
33. That's very specific.
33. Yes. Yes. You have to see the show to find out why. 33 very specific jigsaw puzzles that fit together and make a cohesive whole.
Hmm.
But individually, you're like, I got a corner of sky over here.
Yeah.
It was very, you don't know what's happening until you put the whole thing together. It's fascinating.
Huh.
I really enjoyed this show. There are 6 actors playing multiple parts and also playing the same part. It's tricky.
Mm.
I know. I'm going to leave you with that.
Okay.
We're going to try to do the spoiler-free.
Cryptic and enticing.
Spoiler-free, which is hard because there are a lot of things about this show I would love to chat about, love to gab about. It had a wonderful cast. I have to say... Laurie Clatcher,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're familiar with, doing great work. Shaman McCune, she has this very commanding presence.
She does.
I've seen her in a couple of shows now, and I love it when I see her on a stage. She just takes over when she's
on. It's a hard thing to put your finger on, but man, when somebody has it, you know
she
it.
She has it.
And she has it, yeah.
Yes. There's also another young lady in this show called Kelsey Robinson. You should find her radiant. She's got the charisma that when the girl smiles, you're happy.
It's contagious.
Yes. I saw her in another show. I saw her in a Bricolage show, Dodo.
Mm.
And I was so happy to see her get cast again in something. She's phenomenal. And I think she's going to have a great career. And John Shepherd. John Shepherd was in it.
Oh, good.
Interesting part, at one point, John Shepherd is in a full costume, including a facial mask, and I'm not going to give away what he was, but you could just tell it was John. Exudes this.
Well, that's another
presence.
Testimony of great stage presence. That you can be completely covered head to toe in a costume
head
and
to toe.
Still...
knew
you
it
know,
was him.
Right.
Because... he made me laugh, even at... So, that's the other thing. It's a docudrama. It's very sad and moving, but there are some hilarious hijinks.
Huh.
And at one point, Laurie Clatcher plays a homeless woman, and it is a showstopper.
Huh.
It's a really just a poignant
Which I would also like to see.
Yes. Well,
actually, I think any moo moo is poignant, you know, with the floral patterns. I mean, you know, that whole Mrs. Roper motif, you know, I think, you know, if you're going to wear a moo moo, make it poignant.
Well, this was more Eskimo, but I found out this was than moo moo. It's much more Eskimo than moo moo, though I found out that Eskimo is a derogatory term.
Oh.
For the indigenous people who live in Alaska.
So the property, I've heard Inuit, but is that just a specific
locale, or is that more general? Because I don't know, and I don't want to, you know, come off as ignorant if I say the wrong thing. Do you know what
Inuit
the proper...
was one of the tribes. There were other tribes that they talked about in the show. It was fascinating. You learn something. The people next to me, there are a couple of moments when I said it was very moving. A couple of moments where the people next to me, including Lonnie, the theater lady, bawling.
Oh, no. Know. Or I mean,
she cries at like cat commercials, to be fair. But everybody else, I was sitting also next to Hazel Leroy, and she had tears in her eyes. It was just a lovely...
Now, what was that? Was that the Lori Klatcher scene where she was the homeless person? Or
No. There was another point. There was a character named Sharon, played by Shaman, sometimes.
There's a tongue twister.
Yes.
Sharon played by Shaman sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, I did.
And it's about the loss of her daughter.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah, it was a heavy moment. But, you know, like I said, you're laughing one minute, crying the next. The show had it all.
I'm reminded of that sitcom from like the late 80s, early 90s that was about Alaska or Canada. Do you know what I'm talking about? And the guy was like a Mountie.
No, I'm thinking of the...
I never watched it, but the lead female had that short black hair, which at the time was like, you were just coming out of the 80s and like no women had really, really short hair unless they were... But she was the central point.
Yeah, and she was the love interest.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember what that was called.
Northern Connection.
Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Did you ever see that?
I did see that. I can see some similarities here, because that show was also wacky, but also had some moving moments. I would recommend that people go see Inside Passage over watching
much better,
Northern Exposure.
There's probably nothing in common other than I'll take place
in Alaska.
Right.
Well, not a lot of stuff does, so that's an interesting...
Hey, let me tell you, for living there for a year, a lot of stuff happened. An ash volcano erupted the year that I lived there, okay? And it snowed volcanic ash for 2 weeks.
Oh, my. Yes. I'm glad you got your ash out of there. But,
Nice.
Nice. So, yeah, no, I would highly recommend it. Quantum Show, it's at the Provident Charter School, which is in Troy Hill somewhere. Okay. Take your GPS, because it's a Quantum Show and you'll need your GPS.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, if you don't know where Penn Brewery is, if you know where Penn Brewery is, it's very easy.
It's not like up in Detroit.
It's up the hill, up past.
From there. Okay.
From there.
All right.
But if you don't know where it is, you get lost on these little side streets and one way
way.
Shot all over the place.
So that is Inside Passage.
Yes.
Which runs through March 25th of our fine year, 2018.
Yeah, I'm not giving too much away. I don't want to, except excellent cast. Very enjoyable piece of theater, and locally sourced mostly. So,
good.
You know, writer, director, most of the actors. There is an actor from Alaska there in the show.
Great.
So, rollicking good time, but bring a handkerchief.
All right.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.